From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Dementia affects how someone interacts with the world, how they remember, and how they're cared for. Some caregivers in South Florida are bringing music into nursing homes and assisted living facilities as a way to help. WLRN intern Nirmal Malaikal has the story.
It's kind of like a jam session. And when Patricia R. sits in, some of the songs remind her of home.
See, my father had a bar when I was growing up. So when they had the country music band come, and he'd say to me, "Go out and dance, Pat." And I was like 11, 12 years old. I used to go out there and dance.
Patricia has dementia. We're not using her full name to protect her privacy. Once a week, she and others at her assisted living facility in Homestead listen to live music and play along. Patricia says if she's listening to music, she doesn't like sitting still.
I like to dance, but I can't now. They won't let me. Sometimes they'll come over and want me to stand up and dance. So I do that sometimes.
This is a music enrichment session. A nonprofit called Mind and Melody is hosting these sessions from Homestead up to Port St. Lucie. It's not music therapy, but it is based on those ideas. Music-based treatment for people with dementia and other neurological impairments. Music enrichment as a concept started as a college thesis project to see how playing and listening to music could help people with cognitive issues. Eric Gitian is one of the musicians with Mind and Melody. He plays the guitar and sings.
Our focus is on making this a collaborative type of music session where it's not just us performing for them, but it's us creating something together.
The sessions take place in healthcare centers, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities. Participants play small instruments like tambourines, maracas, and hand drums.
When we have good sessions, there's smiles everywhere. They say, "I love you." They say, "Thank you. When are you coming back?"
They sit in a semicircle so the musicians can make eye contact with everyone. After a couple songs, they discuss a musical concept like melody, rhythm, tempo, dynamics. Then the jam session begins again. That's a Cuban classic, Guantanamera. Musicians also perform in English, Italian, Portuguese, Hebrew, and Yiddish. They play a lot of classic songs, the kind people with dementia might recognize.
Everybody's different. Everybody has different connections to music, and it's just about finding what they want.
During each session, the musicians track eye contact, physical engagement with the music, and social interactions. They give that data to Dr. James Galvin at Florida Atlantic University. He's leading an ongoing study of the effectiveness of music enrichment. He focuses on treatments for dementia and other memory disorders.
There's a great interest in music because there's the old expression, music calms the savage beast. And while I'm not calling anybody such a thing, the fact is music can help modify sometimes behaviors that are not desirable.
Music enrichment is different from music therapy.
There's less of the, you know, I'm the therapist, and here's the program that I designed for you, and this is what you're going to do, and then we're going to see if you got better.
With music enrichment, there's no clinical diagnosis or therapeutic objectives. Galvin says dementia is progressive, and there's no cure. But he believes music enrichment is effective because it can happen on a large scale. The musicians don't have to be certified therapists to lead a session. They're trained to make observations. Once the data is collected, Galvin says his team will evaluate the findings. They hope to produce a cost-benefit analysis that could save caregivers money.
If their care of the patient changed because they participated in the program, that actually has economic benefits because higher care needs really cost more money and lower care needs cost less money.
It makes me feel more capable of being with musicians, that I'm not just sitting there, that I'm able to contribute something to it.
One woman, Janet S., told me, "I don't know how old I am, but I love the music." Janet says when she sings along in these music enrichment sessions, it reminds her that she was a whole other person.
And it comes really from deep inside, because I'm no youngster and I like music my whole life. I've liked it.
I'm Nirmal Malaikal in Miami.
And this is our intern Nirmal Malaikal's last day with WLRN. We'd like to thank you, Nirmal, for all your hard work here and wish you the best of luck with everything that comes next. We will miss you. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.